It's an even-numbered year, so that means Alaska Congressman Don Young is running for re-election, as he has every 2 years since taking the oath of office in 1973. APRN's Liz Ruskin has this profile of the most senior Republican in the House and the only congressman most Alaskans have ever known.
Don Young doesn't hold back. At 81, he still thunders his opposition to the federal government when he gets worked up about it. A speech last month to the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce had the ring of a call to arms. He said the feds have been throttling freedom since the enactment of Social Security in 1935.
Do you believe you're in the last frontier when you see the Park Service, the Fish and Wildlife, the Forest Service, and yes, the Coast Guard, my favorite, walking around with flak jackets and M16 rifles and 9mm Glocks on their hip? They're supposed to be working for you, and yet they appear as the enemy.
Young has been a congressman for more than 41 years, spending much of each year in Washington, D.C., and he's not always the firebrand. In an interview in his congressional office, where the walls are crowded with animal heads and hides, he says a lot of his work is helping individual Alaskans solve their difficulties with federal offices.
It's amazing what happens when you pick up the phone and say, why isn't this occurring? And all of a sudden it happens. It makes you feel very good.
But in a hearing, when it's Young's turn to question an Interior Department or Forest Service official, it often becomes a browbeating.
Who brought up this harebrained idea? Whose idea was it?
Do you mean the idea of launching the ANPR?
What? No, the idea about taking and not allowing people to drill on these refuges, what gives you the right to take and bring up this idea? Where did it come from?
He may come across as a charging bear, but former Alaska Teamster leader Jerry Hood says Young is more Teddy than Grizzly.
And I think Don's the kind of a guy that he probably cares more about the result than he does the way he gets there. And that may be people take offense to that from time to time, but he gets the job done.
Hood has worked with Young since the 1970s and worked for him as his state director. Now he's managing Young's campaign. Of the events that have put Young in the national news, some of the most memorable involve props. The time Young stuck his hand in a leg hold trap, the time he waved an USIC in a committee hearing. Hood says people misinterpret Young in these moments and don't realize that he's drawing national attention to issues of great importance to Alaska.
There was an episode with a beanie hat in committee, and he made the point that a propeller on a hat is not an energy policy, and it was very accurate, and it got people to talking about the lack of a national energy policy in this country.
Hood points out that some of the most powerful Democrats Young has worked with on committees, like Congressman George Miller of California and the late Jim Oberstar of Minnesota, have attested to Young's willingness to work across the aisle, to hear people out, to seek opposing views, at least behind the scenes.
If you ask any member of Congress, who's the congressman from Alaska, they're going to know his name. They may not like him. But honest to God, when it comes to the bottom line, they respect him because they know how effective he is.
But Forrest Dunbar, the 30-year-old Democrat running against Young, recounts other episodes of Young's that he says are an embarrassment. Last year, when Young used a derogatory term for Latinos. This June, when he was caught on C-SPAN with his thumbs in his ears making faces on the floor of the House. This July, when Young announced his disgust that a Maryland congresswoman supported the EPA in a bill related to the Pebble Mine.
I'm one member in this Congress, and I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and watch somebody from Maryland or any other state start telling me or anybody in Alaska how we should be running our state.
Dunbar says that style doesn't work now that Young is no longer a powerful chairman of a congressional committee, as he was for a dozen years, ending in 2007.
Now, not only is he not powerful, he's also counterproductive because he still has that same style. So when you see him and he's getting up there and he's yelling at people and he's belittling people, they know that he's speaking loudly and carrying a small stick. And that is not effective.
Dunbar also says Young lost clout because of an ethics case that hung over his head for years. What began as a Justice Department investigation fizzled down this summer to a House Ethics Committee letter of reproval. It says Young accepted improper gifts, including hunting trips and misused campaign funds. To make it right, Young had to repay less than $60,000, half to his own campaign. It was Republican-imposed term limits, though, that forced Young to step down as chairman of the Natural Resources Committee and then the Transportation Committee. He's now chairman of the Subcommittee on Indian and Alaska Native Affairs, and Young says that's more than Dunbar would be if he were elected.
Can I be a chairman of a full committee? Probably not. There's not an impossibility. But that does not make me ineffective. I mean, I'm very effective in what I do. I probably get more done than, very frankly, anybody else in the delegation.
In fact, so far in this two-year Congress, three bills Young sponsored became law. In a Congress that passes very few bills, only one member has done better. The nonpartisan website GovTrack gave Young high marks for bipartisanship last year and says he was one of the best at getting bills through committee. Young has, on occasion, apologized for things he's said or done. He told the Anchorage Chamber crowd, "Those who say he's obnoxious and a bit of a bully are right." But Young says he's standing up for the state. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.